Lanolin Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you, say, help me, I'll mow you down.
This Sunday night, the time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturt, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products for softer, more youthful-looking skin and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Liberace. If you're wondering how you can look more youthful and radiant, you'll welcome the promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus. Yes, its very name promises you new softness and smoothness for your skin and a lovely new luster for your hair. Even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, if I had the wings of an angel...
Yes, yes, Charlie, please. That's nothing to sing about. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A boy your age with a jail record.
Just call me number 77682.
Let's hope this incident doesn't get into the newspapers. Think of my standing in the community.
Let's face it, Bergen. Your standing's already down to a squatting position.
Think of it. My boy in jail.
Let's not call it jail. I like to think of it as a home away from home.
Yeah. Charlie, if you will tell me exactly what happened... I promise not to punish you.
Oh, you do love to set those booby traps for me, don't you? Well, I'll tell you, Bergie. You see, a policeman went in for a cup of coffee and left his motorcycle standing outside with the radio on, you see?
Yes, I see. And?
And a call came over saying a girl was locked out of her house. Dressed only in her nightie, you see.
Yeah. So you told the motor cop about it?
No, I did not. I said to myself, I heard the call first. She's mine.
Oh, no.
She sounded like my type.
Yeah. From that brief description?
No, from her brief attire.
Oh, I see. Well, so?
So, I felt it was my duty to take the motorcycle and investigate.
When you're tempted like that, Charlie... You should always say, get thee behind me, Satan.
I did. And he got on the jump seat and we rode off together. Oh, the siren was on and the throttle was open. Oh, gay life here. We rode through red, green, and yellow lights so fast, I thought I was in the Aurora Boris Karloff.
Yeah. Oh, no, Charlie, that was wrong. Why didn't you listen to your conscience?
Well, I couldn't. I was going faster than sound.
Oh. Well, just how fast were you going? What did the speedometer hand show?
It showed nothing. It was too busy holding on.
Oh, stop.
And then I heard the cops coming. So I hid behind a billboard.
That was the wrong thing to do.
Oh, it certainly was. Another cop was already hiding there. Yeah. Why, the stinker.
All right, yeah. Then you were trapped.
Yeah, he dragged me off my motorcycle, slapped handcuffs on me. So I decided there was only one thing to do.
What was that?
Turn myself in.
Oh, I say, Edgar and Charles, I don't want to be inquisitive or nosy.
Well, then why are you?
No, but I've just heard the most wizard piece of gossip.
No?
Yeah, is it true that Charles is a jail fowl?
Jail foul, yeah. Shake hands with number 77682.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can call me by my nick number, 77.
All right.
Oh, really, Charles, you shocked me.
Yeah.
Did you have a good reason for being in jail?
The best. The door was locked.
Yeah.
Ray, did you ever do any time?
Did I ever do what any time?
Yeah. Oh, forget it. Oh. I got some advice for you, Ray.
Yeah?
If there's ever a price on your head...
Yes?
Take it.
Charlie, you're treating this entirely too lightly. After all, do you want to be a criminal?
Oh, I don't know. What's your proposition?
Oh, no. Do you realize that this cost me $20 to bail you out?
Well, you're a sucker for paying it. Yeah. They would have let me go anyway. They said I was a bad influence on the other criminals.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest for the evening has made one of the most phenomenal rises to stardom in the history of show business. He only has one name, but 10 very talented fingers. And here he is playing Beer Barrel Polka, Liberace.
Let's pause for just a moment. We'll return to the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show right after these messages. Now let's rejoin the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show with their special guest, Liberace.
Penny for your thoughts.
Boy, are you going to get gypped on that one, huh?
Well, tell me, my country boy, how are things in down on the farm?
Well, pretty good.
Any new animals there?
Yeah, pretty soon now. My nanny goat's going to have some little goatees. Oh, I see.
She's expecting, eh?
Expecting nothing. She's sure of it. Oh, I...
Mortimer, what's that you have in your hand?
Well, which hand? There are two of them, you know.
Yeah. Well, one hand is empty.
Oh, well, in that one, I ain't got nothing.
Well.
But in this one, I got something I found. Well, I found it in the street, and so I just picked it up.
I see. Let me see it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It's one of those famous little statues of the three sitting figures. They're known as the three wise monkeys.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hey, what good does it do them to be smart when they ain't got their health?
What do you mean they haven't got their health?
One's got a toothache, one's got an earache, and the other's got sore eyes.
No, the three monkeys that form that little statue illustrate a very important lesson.
Yeah.
Now, let's break it down.
Okay, let's smash it all to pieces.
Now, the first monkey always has his hands over his eyes. Do you know why?
Well, of course, now, this is just a guess.
That's all right.
I'd say he's a nearsighted palm reader.
No. No. It's so he can see no evil.
Well, now, that's kind of pretty.
Yeah. So he can see no evil.
I bet you 2-1 he peeks a little.
No. Oh, he represents see no evil. In other words, he can't see anything that's bad.
Well, he can't see anything that's good either.
Well, we'll go on to the second monkey. Now, why does he have his hands over his ears?
He's tired of listening to TV commercials.
No. He represents hear no evil. You see, monkeys teach us not to be inquisitive about others.
Well, then why are they always counting each other's fur?
Well, I... And we go on to the next one. His hands are over his mouth. Do you know why?
He's got a weak stomach.
No. So the last one represents speak no evil. Now I want you to be just like those three monkeys.
You mean with my hands over my eyes and ears and over my mouth?
That's right.
Ho, ho, ho. I'd need six hands for that. Yeah. You don't want a boy, you want a spider.
Now, the next time you hear someone spreading gossip, what will you do, Mortimer?
I'll hold my nose.
Oh, no. Why?
Because anybody who does a thing like that is a real stinker.
Oh, I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you've all heard of the show, You Are There, which recreates the great events in history. Tonight, Charlie McCarthy wants to bring you his version of that program. And the great historical event to be recorded is...
The discovery of Liberace.
The scene opens in the office of one of the lesser-known music publishing companies, struggling for recognition. And don't forget, you are there.
Hello, Charlie McCarthy Music Company, publishers of that new hit, the sheep song, You, You, You. Who's this? Peter Potter. Oh, no. Oh, you can't do that to him, Pete. You can't.
Hey, what was that, Chief?
Well, one of our songwriters was just executed on jukebox jury.
Oh, that's the 8th one we've lost this week.
Yeah, all we got left is Liberace. He's that new fella I hired, you
know. Yeah, how's he doing?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hey, Liberace. Irving B. Liberace.
Yes, Chief?
Did you write a song for me yet?
I've got a great one for you, Chief. It's dedicated to Terry Moore. What's the use of a truce if they're gonna be meanies and buy those crazy pink bikinis?
Liberace! I've heard a lot of good songs in my time.
Yes, boss. Yes.
But this one's really lousy. Turn in your brother George. You're through.
Oh, how'd you do, you song publishing chaps?
Yes.
Give me some epidermis. I'm frigid, man. Do you excavate me? And all that sort of musical rot, you know.
I tell you, this ebb tide is bringing in everything. Yes. Now, look, crumpet brain, I'm a very busy man. What do you want?
Well, old chap, you see, my name is Ray Noble, and I've written a song I'd like to sing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Goodnight, Sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's a good title, isn't it?
No.
And it goes like this.
Good night, sweetheart,
no,
till we
that's
meet...
No. I'm sorry, sorry. That song will never make it, boys.
Oh, what a pity. You know, and I thought I had another Ricochet romance.
Yeah. Now get out, you hear? Get
right,
out! Right. You, Liberace, back to your piano.
Hey, Chief, your head song plugger Kirkwood is here to see you.
Well, good. I hope he has some news. Come on in, Kirkwood.
You're as cute as a dish of lamb stew.
Oh.
Ooh, steady stomach, steady.
Yeah, there's a lot to steady there. Look, Rudolph, the red-nosed song plugger, you're not bringing in any business.
Well, it's not my fault, boy. Our songs are just miserable.
Oh.
Now, who'd want to sing this one? There are so many holes in my mattress, it might as well be Sprague.
Something. How about those Western tunes you were supposed to take over to Gene Autry?
Oh, I just couldn't do it to him, boy.
You couldn't do it. What do you mean?
Well, just look at these songs. Darling, will you come be my bride? It's cold in the stable since my pinto died. Dude, this is worse than taking the cure.
Hey, Chief, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it.
Well, play it, play it, play it.
My heart says you love me, my head says that you don't. I'm waiting all the quiver till I hear from my liver.
Waiting to hear from your liver.
I think I'll cut my throat.
Yeah. Are you fixed for blades?
Wait a minute, rag mop.
Look, Liberace, when I hired you, you said you knew music.
Well, I do, Chief. Why, I was a child prodigy. At the age of 2, my father bought me a piano, and before I was 3, I made over $400.
Well, now that's good, that's good. How did you do it?
I sold the piano.
Now, look, Kirkwood, I don't think you've been on the job, Frank.
Oh, how can you say that, boy? I've got all the music right here in my briefcase. See how heavy it is.
What was that?
I got some classical stuff in there, too. That was Beethoven's 5th.
It sounded more like the 3rd movement from Cognac.
Third movement from Cognac. You got a good ear, boy.
So that's it, Kirkwood. You've been drinking on the job.
Shh, please, boy, not so loud. My poor old mother would be heartbroken if she found out about this.
She would?
Sure, it's her bottle.
Oh. Well, there he goes, baubles, bangles, and bottles. Now, let's look at this hit parade. Et compare, that's amore. Chief, why couldn't I get an Italian songwriter? That's the ticket, an Italian songwriter.
Arrivederci, old lasagna.
What?
I am an Italian songwriter.
Oh, no.
I used to compose a song.
Oh, you did.
She's a ghost like this.
Yes.
Good night, senorita, till we meet her over a pizza.
Now, you get out of here. Luigi, if you ever come back, I'm...
Chief, this time I've done it.
Oh, good.
I've written a new love song that will sweep the nation.
Sing, Liberace.
Is it love or a sinus condition? Or I feel like I'm getting the flu. The bees are making honey, and I've got the hive. I'm itching to come back to you.
Yes, 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 Liberace. Great, great.
Oh, excuse me, Chief, but Peaches Hutton, the red-headed bombshell, is here to see you.
Oh, the famous singing star. Send her in, Libby. If she'll sing our new song, we're made.
The red-headed bombshell. Wow, I bet she's dynamite.
Oh, she is, yes.
Pardon me, but Could I have a seat? I'm bushy.
You're the red-headed bombshell?
That's right. I'm the bombshell. Oh. Of course, my fuse is just about shot.
Yeah. How'd you like that? We were expecting Eartha Kitt and we get Grandma Moses here.
Oh, I'm pooped. Yeah. Walking up all those stairs knocked me out.
Why didn't you take the elevator?
Oh, I never take the elevator anymore.
No?
Why not?
Well, I'm so close to going, I'm afraid to push the button marked up.
Well, here you are, ma'am. I think you better have a seat.
Well, thanks. You're cute. And look at those lovely teeth. Gee, I'd love to borrow them when I bite into my Melba toes.
So you're the famous singing star, huh? That's
right. I used to dance, too, but I had to give it up.
Why?
Well, in one performance, I kicked too high, and zing went the strings of my corset.
Heavens to Lily St. Cyr. But now look, Peaches, Liberace has written a new song which we think will just be great for you.
Oh, goody, goody.
Well, let's go, Liberace. Play your song.
But, Chief, it's getting dark. Turn on the lights.
I'm sorry, Liberace. We didn't pay the electric bill.
Well, how can I see to play?
Well, here. I will light a candle and put it on the piano.
Hmm. Piano by candlelight.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
And there you are, folks. This was the beginning of Liberace. The candelabra maestro. The man who set music ahead 20 years and lighting back 50. Play, Liberace. Let's hear your big new Columbia release.
Thank you.
And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Liberace for joining us tonight. And before we go, here is our rural philosopher, Marteberg, with Snurd's words for the birds.
Oh, donut holes are not fattening.
Thank you, Mortimer. Until next Sunday, this is a nice visit.